All right, Jay, we're live. We're inside the labyrinth right now. It's been way too long, but we're in it. Frank here, Rush for Responders, with Mike Squared, with the real Jumpman Jay, speaking about fit for duty, and we're about to get after it. The real Jumpman Jay, the mic is yours, my brother. How are we doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Just got off. Happy to be a part of this podcast. We got Mike Squared. You know, I wanted to shed some light on the event, man. That Fit for Duty event was the first time since the pandemic. And, dude, it was a great turnout. I just want to know what Mike Squared thought about the event.
Man, I was a little nervous about the rain. But once we got rocking and rolling, man, people didn't want to leave. And, you know, it was really cool to see because I was, like, rolling into it. Like, I was talking to Frank, like, a week out. I'm like, man, you see this weather? And we were talking back and forth for like a week about like how worried about the weather we were. And he was like, nah, it's going to clear up. And I was like, I woke up that day. I was like, it's going to rain. But, you know, people showed up with a positive attitude, man. I was really excited. And it was contagious, man, because I was in a better mood about it. Once I saw it was going well and people were enthusiastic about the workout and the competition and the raffles and all this stuff and the reason for us being there for reps and everything, I was good, man. I was a little weird towards killing it in that competition, man. I was ready to go home. I was cold.
And yeah, wet. Bro. That's when the rain started coming down, man. And I was like, damn, this is guys were dying on that assault bike. Oh, it was good God. To see, man. I was happy that the weather held up. I think it was probably, I think besides the first year, I think this was by far the best one. Because, you know, the second one we had, it was a little casualty of war. You know, your favorite trainer passed out. You know what I mean? Was it good? Was it a good look?
Hey, listen, man. I put my life on the line for this shit, man. You know. I had to redeem myself this year, man. I was kind of thankful for the rain, to be honest. You know what I mean?
You know, you able and do your thing. At one point, it was a super highlight for me, bro.
One point, I looked over to him. I was like, "Man, you believe this weather?" He was like, "Hey, I'll take it. This is better than the heat because I'll take this over 110."
You know that. That was a record-setting day with the heat, man, and it was still there was a decent amount of people out that day. It was what, like, close to 200 people for that particular one, right?
Yeah. So we've had something. Granted, we had weather issues, so
we can check the box for that, though. You know, doing fit for duty in the rain—that's pretty cool to say. And you know, I want to get this off my chest now. I know I've said it a bunch of times, but we're thankful for both of you. You know, and. Talking about the way it was ran, I've never been to I wasn't at the first two, but I had a lot of people, I'm not just making this up, a lot of people reach out saying that they can't wait for next year, and this was ran very well, and it was ran smooth, and everyone was on the same page, working hard, absolutely. Meeting each other, talking, so, you know, I give this an A+ all around, so kind of want to dive into whichever Mike wants to answer, is kind of give us the background of kind of why Fit for Duty, right? And kind of the preparation behind it. You know, you guys had the signs, you guys had everything and all that stuff and all, you know, all the equipment, which was awesome. This wasn't just to show up and do jumping jacks and run around. The 20 circuits, you know, it was really no joke because there wasn't a lot of rest and it was very well planned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I reached out to Mike back in like 2018 to put this together and it was like, we wanted to do an event or put an event together where we can give back to the people that have kind of supported us over the years. And we both have, you know, the first form community in common. And I was like, dude, we got to do something for like cops too, like a cop theme workout. And, you know, cops were dealing with so much shit at the time. It was like, we got to do something positive for them. The camaraderie was dead. The, you know, that sense of family was dead that, you know, we wanted to do something to bring it back. And I was on the fence about doing like just a cop thing. And he was like, no, let's bring everybody in. We'll have that community aspect to it. And that's what we did. And it turned out awesome. And it just grew it from the first year. It doubled. We had like 100 people. And then the second year, we had like 200 people. And then we were up there, you know, in the pouring rain this year after the pandemic and everything with like, I don't know, 150 people, something like that. And we had a turnout from all over the country, a bunch of people from Missouri, Florida, all over the place. And it was just cool to see, man. It's cool to bring people together and see people like encouraging each other, cheering each other on, complete strangers. You know, I had one of the guys I work with came up to me. He's like, dude, I met so many people at the first two events. And he was like, I was calling them to see, like, people he had just met at the event. He's like, I was calling them to see if they were coming to this. And, you know, some of them did and some of them didn't. You know, everybody's got their own reasons or whatever. But it's cool to see people still keep in touch from the very first one, you know. And that's yeah. 20, how many years ago? It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to co-sign that. There were a lot of people that I met from the first one that showed up to this. And it's like you said, the camaraderie and everybody was together for, like, the commonality was like fitness. Right? And it didn't matter what walk of life you were from. That the common theme was everybody was there to partake in fellowship and fitness, man. And I love that you guys had put that together. The circuits were spot on this year, like Frank was saying. Who donated the equipment is my question.
So from the first, actually the second year, I had 24-Hour Fitness donated a bunch of equipment, and we just kept using that stuff. GoRuck donated a whole bunch of the sandbags that we use for a lot of stuff. Then it's just stuff that was donated to the police department, to my command that we use for that. So we beat it up though.
Okay. Yeah.
I got an assault bike. You know what it is? That rain, dude.
Yeah.
Rain tore up that bike.
We got to fix those back up and running.
The crazy thing is you guys keep complimenting the circuit. We actually screwed the circuit up, right? Because when we wrote the workout the night before, we were supposed to split the field in half and everybody's supposed to go through 10 circuits, right? Well, when I was numbering it before the event started, I just numbered it 1 through 20. So if you remember the event, you went through the same thing twice and it wasn't by design. Yeah. You were only supposed to go through one, but because I numbered it 1 through 20, once we got going, I'm just like, let's just keep the party going. But it ended up working out, right? Because I don't know if it would have been hard enough if it was only 10 circuits, you know?
No, I thought
it definitely worked out in the people's favor, because I feel like everybody hit each station. Everybody was pretty tired too, man. You could see it on their face that they were giving their all and it was kind of kicking their ass. So I'm happy that it worked out that way. It didn't pan out the way you thought it was going to pan out.
It's cool to see. I had a guy message me today. He's like, hey, dude, I want to pick your brain about some fitness stuff. And he's not like the typical fitness guy, you know? So I've gotten a few of those since the event and definitely since the first one. And it's, you know what? The whole first responder thing, no matter what you do, whether it be cop, EMT, whatever, right? It's such a stressful job. And the ways of dealing with stress are so shitty, you know, or so unhealthy. And they're just detrimental to everything in life, right? Whether it's because, dude, I've been in the position where it's like, oh man, I had a shitty night at work. I got to a fight, whatever. Let's go drink at the bar. And dude, that shit never ends well. And to see guys you see that shift, like they're more health conscious, more health forward. It's really cool to see. And you know, you've seen that a lot over the last like 5 or 10 years. So it's cool, man. It's cool to help move that needle in the right direction.
I definitely want to take my hat up to both of you guys though, because I feel like you guys are always on the same page. And I think people pick up on that. Like, you can tell that your friendship is genuine and like you enjoy being around one another. And I know that for a fact, because I see how you guys interact with one another. And the people picked up on that energy and that made them feel like 20 times more comfortable. Like when you got on the mic and you kind of, you gave the like the entry speech and then Mike hopped on and like you could see like the energy was contagious. And I don't know if it's because you guys do a show together or you guys are just that in sync with one another, but I'm telling you right now, I think the people really appreciated that, because I know for a fact, like 10 or 12 people reached out to me and was like, that your guys' energy was a huge reason why, they felt so comfortable. Because it can be a little intimidating, right? You go out there, there's several stations. You guys made everybody feel comfortable. And I just want to take my hat off and salute you guys for that, because a lot of people reached out to me and were like, yo, this event ran super smooth. They made everybody feel comfortable, man. And that's a hard space to make people feel comfortable in.
I appreciate it. It's cool because we had people come from all over the place, and a lot of people came alone. So it's not like you're coming with your partner or like friends or whatever, or groups of people. There's just people that are just winging it, having a good time with themselves, but like with complete strangers, you know? So it's cool because like I know there were people there that I know personally that don't necessarily aren't familiar with a lot of the movements that we had listed there. And there was people in each group that were there to happily help those people through all the workouts. So that's the sense of community and camaraderie that you're trying to push in the right direction.
And to people watching, like, y'all might not know this, but I ain't a cop, right? I ain't a first responder. And but it's funny as that statement is, to your point, Jay, Mike changed my perspective about law enforcement, right? Before I met Mike, I didn't know any cops personally, right? So all I had was the perception that they want you to think, right? Cops don't like you, you shouldn't like them, da da da. But me and Mike naturally built a friendship, and I'm like, damn, he's not like what they say they are. And we from two totally different worlds. So when you so when he asked me to be part of this event, I was like, we shouldn't make it just for first responders, right? Like, first responders are the core of it, and we want it to be about you guys. But I wanted to give people like me who had the perception that, yo, y'all don't like me, so maybe we shouldn't like y'all. We should just keep our space. I wanted to show, like, yo, it's really not like that. And we actually have more in common than we do differently, even though we, you know, do different things for a living. And I think that's the connection me and Mike have. Like, I think we balance each other out well, because I don't care the face he puts on. He was nervous as hell, as he should be, because it's his event and he's putting it on and he's, you know, he's stressing. So I understood, okay, my role while he's stressing out is to be good at what I'm good at. And that's the workout portion, and that's bringing the energy. And once he sees it going well, then he comes around. You know what I mean? Because he cares, right? So I think we naturally have that relationship, and I think it kind of shows through. Even though he doesn't want to admit it, it's true.
It definitely came through, and people picked up on that energy, man. And like, I like that you mentioned that you guys are from two different worlds, but you guys just managed to gel because you guys are like genuine people, right? You know what I mean? Connection is because people at the level, it doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. A good person's a good person, regardless of where you're from, and whatever part of the country or whatever have you. And I'm telling you, bro, like this year I saw it. There's a photo, or that's actually a video, where there's a girl on a rower and there's four or five guys behind her cheering her on, and they didn't know one another. It was at that event that they met, and they were encouraging one another. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. No matter where you're from, what, you know, what part of the country, gender, race, whatever, we all can meet in one place and have a common understanding by getting to know one another. And I appreciate you guys for creating that space.
Yeah, man, it's cool to be able to do stuff like this and see complete strangers come together like that, you know? It's absolutely. If there was more of this stuff going on, who knows?
The world would be a better place, I think. That's just my opinion, man. Honestly, you know, from the jump, from the beginning of this, you know, this event several years ago, you know, we had a little hiatus because of the pandemic. I really wish that we could make this an annual thing. Let's hope that we can continue to do this year in and year out, because this does bring people together, especially right now. We live in very divisive times, and we need stuff like this to bring people together from all walks of life.
Yeah. We should be getting some more content, some more videos and stuff like that in the next couple of weeks, which I'm excited to see. But yeah, man, it was cool to sit back. Like, leading up to it, like, I know Frank Christina did a lot of the back end stuff that I don't have the patience for, or, you know, or the mental capacity, I think. You know?
Yeah, dude, it's a lot. You know,
like insurance and waivers and all that. I'm like, oh my God, permits. And I did it the first year and I almost pulled all my hair out. But, you know, just organizing all, getting sponsors and, you know, trying to get people to sign up, and who's going to sign up. How many people are we going to get? We're going to get enough people where we don't look stupid and all this other stuff. And like, every time I do it, like the weeks leading up to it, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. And then I get there and I see it go, and I'm like, dude, I got to do this again. You know, we got to keep doing it. So we'll see. Well,
you know, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed on that part, that we're able to do this, because I think the people need it. You run a great event. And like I was saying before, reps needs this, dude. Like, we're out here, you know, we're in the trenches, boots on the ground, trying to help people in any way we can. And I think this is one of those things that, you know, people can look forward to every single year, knowing that they can interact with you guys and feel comfortable doing that, dude. Like I said before, this is not an easy space to exist in, and you guys made everybody feel welcome. My next question for you guys is, if there's anything differently you would have done, what would it have been?
I don't know. Not made the competition workout individual.
Now,
we didn't think we purposely made it individual because we didn't think that many people would participate because we purposely made it hard as hell.
Hard, but yeah, dude.
But as you saw, a lot of people participated, and it was raining. That was the worst part of the weather of the day, and people were like, "No, I'm staying to do it." Yep. So that caused it to last longer, which I think was great because people wanted to do it. But I think next time we do it, we should do something where, you know, we do 3 at a time, 4 at a time, maybe, you know, because 1 at a time, it got a little long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we just.
I definitely agree with that. True.
Said, what, Mike?
True.
Or we just make the competition shorter. I think we made that event just a little too long. 25 cows on each after doing all that work.
Man, that shit was long, bro. And that dude, there were guys that were dying on that bike, bro. Like, because if you've never been on it before, you don't know that's a torture machine. And I think everybody kind of threw their hat in the ring without knowing it. And after that first guy went, and it took him about 10 minutes to recover, I think people started second guessing. Because I was going to jump in there, and then I seen the first guy, and I said, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to take a backseat here. I'll just be a motivator. Because I'm not in the mood to die.
I just wanted to get it over with. And you got to think about the workout that we just did before that. You know what I'm saying? And people flying, traveling, you know, working the night before, doing all these things, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that. And I ran that 5K the next day. I was, the first, me and Christine did a 5K at the Memorial Run. We go there, I'm like, all right. I wanted to get a certain number. I still got it the first few miles. I'm like, holy shit. I'm on track for a PR for this 5K. I can't believe it. I'm like 2 minutes above Christina. I hit mile 2. I'm running. I see Christina. She just runs by me. She does like this. And she crushed me. My legs just stopped working. And I see all these people pass me. I'm like, you know what? You got to put your ego at the side of your friend. You have to just finish the race. Finish the race. Finish strong. You're here. You ain't here for you. You're here for all the NYPD officers that lost a life on the line of duty. Just finish the race. You showed up, finished strong. And I think that was the message too for Fit for Duty. Like, you know, like Jason was saying, your guys' relationship, the way you guys spoke. And thank you for letting me speak, because if you guys came up to me after to speak about drinking, I think that was huge. And I think when you speak the way that you guys spoke and we spoke, it builds that little trust of communication and vulnerability. And I think that the messages we got after, you know, someone reached out to me too, Mike. They were like, oh, I want to do a Fit for Duty in Florida. Like, how cool would that be, you know? And people heal. The best way for someone to heal, yeah, you got therapy, you got medication, you got all this, but it's through other people. It's through connection. It's through other people. And that is the major way of healing. And at the end of the day, we do need each other, man. Like, we really do. You look at your job, you look at sports teams, you go to school, you're with 29 other classmates, you know, like, and those friends that you keep through these, their little battles, really, you know, obviously not physical battles, but their battles, you go to war with these people. Because like Jason was saying, you know, both of the mics, you know, and it goes a long way. And PT Boss, I like how you were talking about, let's leave it open to everybody, because when we do our sponsorships at the gyms through reps, we only do it with other gyms that it's not first on our community, it's with the community, it's with everybody. It's giving yourself a break from the job, and you're working out with everybody throughout the whole entire community. And I think that's so powerful, because I don't know if you guys knew this, but it's a really sad statistic, is that there's toll taken. And I think that 25% of cops, and it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is, saying that they don't have any other friends outside the job. And like that's hard, man. That is really, really hard. Because at the end of the day, you're going to leave this job and you're going to go on with your life. And a lot of guys out there, they do suffer and they choose those coping skills that are unhealthy, like Mike was saying, and they got no one to reach out to. So hopefully through this camaraderie and through fitness and through Fit for Duty like this, it lets you guys, and even if it's just one person, right, Mike, one person, build that friendship where they can DM or call someone or say, hey, man, you want to go to the gym together? And I think that's true for a goal.
Absolutely, man. That's the thing, you got to break that stigma of like just going to the bar after work or after a rough day. And, you know, I've seen that change. I don't know if it's just the people around me or the job as a whole. I don't know. I don't hang around the bar anymore. I don't really hang out with guys that go out and drink too much after work anymore. You know, doing that whole fitness thing. I mean, I've made fitness a priority and I don't really deviate much from that. You know, I have so much fitness has opened up so many other doors for me now where it's like, I don't have time to go fucking drink in a bar, and I don't want to. I haven't been in a bar in, couldn't even tell you how long, and I'm cool with it, man. If I never went back to a bar again, I'd be all right, you know? And, but we got to, I think, breaking that stigma of that's the way to deal with stress, or that's the way to deal with a bad day, deviate from that and get it, you know, push that needle, like I said, and back in the right direction of working out, building the camaraderie that way rather than, you know, belly up to a bar.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy you mentioned that, Mike, because giving people that other option, you know, there's other ways to partake in fellowship besides taking alcohol and drinking that, but, you know, that's a slippery slope. We all know that, but I mean, nothing can really go wrong. You know, lifting some weights, getting out your frustration in a positive way.
What I want to say is also the different types of, this was open to everybody. And you know what the funny thing was too, and I'll make sure all of our Instagram handles are in this too, right? You know, is that people reach out like, oh, you know, I wish I knew about this. You know, it's like, you know, like, you were posting this for 3 months and it wasn't just reps. It was first form. It was both mics. It was Jason. It was everybody. So like, you know, oh, how do I know about your events? Just follow us because we post things all the time and all the different fitness type of fitness. Like, you didn't have to be, and I hope people that are listening to this too that didn't show up, it's like, this was open to everybody. You didn't have to be like top elite athlete, and that was the best part to it at all. Like, you're going at your own pace, but that camaraderie and that energy that you guys brought helped people push it and be like, you know what, I'm happy I came. And we got to give a shout out to Aaron, huge fat loser. I mean, my man does no running, and usually he comes to these events and he'll you know, he comes and speaks, or he just says what's up to everyone. But he was in the trenches, man, and he was getting after.
He was out there in the rain too. Early.
Yeah. So we got to give a shout out to Big Aaron and for pushing it, but for all, you know, ultimately everyone being there and pushing it.
Yeah, I think Aaron is a real life example of what you guys are talking about. He could take. I'm sure his job comes with stress, just like what you guys are talking. And from the time I met him to now, he's a completely different person, you know? And when I was looking around that field, you know, from my perspective, like, Jay, I met you at the first event, you know, and I told Mike after, I'm like, dude, his energy is the same every time I see him. You know what I'm saying? Like, your vibes are always high. Like, you look over there, you see Chris Puck. Like, all these guys are examples of people who could choose the wrong road because your job is hard and stressful and y'all deal with a lot, but you guys made the decision not to. So if y'all could do it, I think y'all showing what's possible. You know what I'm saying? So just my outside perspective looking in, to have examples who are living what you preaching, I think that's sure. going to go a long way, you know, when you talk long game.
Yep. That's the thing, man. You preach all this stuff, you gotta put your money where your mouth is. You know, I've been preaching this fitness thing on social media for, man, I don't know, since 2013, something like that. You know, you gotta put your money where your mouth is, man. You gotta lead by example. And if you're gonna talk it, you gotta do
it. I just want to chime in real quick because I had met both Mikes in real time at the first event. I had interacted with Michael Coonan, obviously via social media, and he kind of was like, hey man, because he works with my cousin, and he was like, listen man, if you can just stop by. And I said, absolutely, bro, because I like, from day one, what Mike has done for a lot of cops that I know has been like that beacon where like they can look at a guy and be like, this dude took a relatable job situation and turned it into motivation for other cops to kind of get on the right track and do the right thing. And I really want to just salute you guys because you guys have been stand-up dudes since the first day I met you guys. Very squared away dudes and just genuine. Like, I met you guys. You guys embraced me like you knew me for forever. And I just want to basically shout you guys out because, you know, you don't know me from a can of paint, but every time I met you guys, the energy has always been the same. It's been continuous and it's been positive always, bro. So, I just want to shout you guys out for that, man, because like I said, I haven't met you guys prior to that first event. And here we are some years later and we're all on the same level. We're all still cool. And I know that you guys lead with your heart first. And that's like a big thing for me, man. So I appreciate you guys for that.
Yeah, man, listen,
I had to say that, man.
Always come bringing the energy, man. Always helping out with the event. You know, it's people like you, like us, that have to keep, you know, being that beacon and keep, you know, leading by example, you know. Like I said, you're going to talk it, you're going to do it, you know?
Bro,
you gotta,
absolutely. I DM'd Jay, like, after the first event. He was rocking a NYPD like hat, maybe I think it was, or it was some.
Oh yeah, the football hat. Yep.
Yeah, you was playing football, and I'm like, damn, I didn't know you played football. And you like, what's your address? I'm like, whoa, Mr. Officer, like, why you need my address? He's like, what's your address, man? Next thing I know, 2 weeks later, an NYPD football hat showing up at the crib, and I'm like, that's real, right? Like, because I know what it's like to have to go through that process of mailing somebody shit and go to the post office and do, like, you just don't feel like putting that forth effort. And it's like, the only relationship him and I had prior to that was Mike's event. But I think I said all that to say, the perception that we have as a community of what the first responders are, I think events like this, where we get to be around you guys in real time, bro, we're the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are people that I would kick it with, you know, just if we were in the same town. Like, Frank, hearing your story, bro, I know I can relate to that to some capacity. So it's just like, events like this bring us all together. And I think I agree with Jay. I think making it an annual thing is necessary because, you know, it's bigger than us. You know, I think the people need it.
Mm-hmm. And it's also 100%. Like, it's showing that cops are real. They're not these fucking robots, you know.
Yep.
Not the bullshit you see on the news. They're just real people.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. That's a whole fact, man. I don't think people get that.
Yep. So it's important, man. There's definitely a need for events like this, you know, just getting people together. Go play, you know, anything, golf, and just kick it, hang out, you know. But I think the fitness aspect of it is what really brings people together and develops that camaraderie and the encouragement of complete strangers, you know. So
oh, yeah. You can tell a lot about a person in a workout. You can tell who's the quitters, who's the people, you know, cutting reps and you know, looking over their shoulder to see if somebody's watching them. I had an old friend that used to say, how you do anything is how you do everything. And that resonates with me to this day. So I try to, you know, make sure I put 100% into everything I do, even if it's the smallest of things, man. And you know, I even pay closer attention now to the people I surround myself with. You know, I like to be, you know, surrounded by positive energy, positive people. And I remember having a conversation with you, Mike, and I remember you saying that, like, it was during a podcast that we had did. It was me, you, Aaron, and we were basically talking about, like, you know, just surrounding ourselves with the right energy and almost like, you know, people always talk about manifestation, but like you just said, if you walk the walk, you got to talk the talk. You know what I mean? And you know, you out here saying X, Y, and Z, you got to be living proof of it. And I really implemented that into my life, man. And then my life has changed exponentially. So, you know, I think the energy that you guys put out and, you know, the way you guys live, is a testament that, you know, anybody could do it. And, you know, if you put your mind towards something, anything's fucking possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And dude, to your point, I'm sure all three of you guys could speak on this or relate to it. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, some of the people that I've become closest to or closest with, I've met them all through the gym or working out or some kind of training to where we were training together. Like, those end up being some of the closest bonds that you're ever going to have, you know, outside of your family, immediate family. So, absolutely. I mean, to try to establish that within the first responder community and get that to catch rather than going out and drinking at the bar it's a hard task, but I think it's feasible. And once it catches, it's going to catch like wildfire.
Absolutely. I mean, we work in a toxic environment, man. So it's like, you know, they normalize a lot of toxicity and it's very hard to get away from that, you know? And that's why I'm a part of reps, because I know what it is. I've lost friends to addiction, you know, people who were police officers, you know what I'm saying? And then ended up getting off the job and then subsequently losing their life to their addiction. So I took it upon myself to be a part of the healing process and not tearing people apart by going out and partaking in the nonsense that we quote unquote normalized, man. So, you know, like I said, once again, man, I just want to thank you guys. I got to get out of here because I got a little family thing I got to take care of. But I just want to, you know, just say I appreciate you too. And hopefully I'll see you guys soon.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate everything you do, man. Thanks for all the help with everything. Seriously.
Thank you guys, man. I appreciate you, fellas.
Love.
Jason.
Later.
Later, bro.
All right, man. Well, we'll wrap up on that note. We'll give the final word to both mics. What do you got for us? Who wants to go first?
I think this is something that we're probably going to have to keep doing, man. You know, it's not even for the mere fact of just doing the event and hosting the event, but spreading the word of like how important fitness is, not just from a physical aspect, from a mental aspect, and from a camaraderie aspect, and, you know, breaking the norms, the toxic norms of police work, or, you know, being a first responder. You know, I think it's a matter of life and death for some people.
Yeah. And while, again, I'm not a first responder, I was at the event and I witnessed the energy and I witnessed the vibe. I got the opportunity to have conversations with a lot of guys there. And what I learned was that was the start to their fitness journey and their fitness experience and what they plan on doing moving forward. And if you're listening to this and you weren't there and you're like, damn, I missed it. Well, you can still use this as an opportunity to get started. You know what I mean? Because I hope you didn't just come to the event and you did it that day and you quit, right? So whether you were there or you weren't there, if you listen to this and you're like, damn, I wish I was there so I could have started, this is your sign to go ahead and get started and, you know, incorporate fitness into your life. So now you have a positive outlet instead of, you know, the negative things we talked about on the call.
Very good point.
Absolutely. And we're going to have other events, you know, like we do, Reps does a bunch of fitness stuff. So come through, you know, open gym we did with No Donuts, you know, on Mount Vernon. We're going to do more of those. So just because you didn't miss this one, don't be afraid to show up to the next ones that we have, you know? So before we wrap up, I actually got a question each for you, putting you guys on the spot. You know, Mikey C knows I love to do this bullshit. So, And this is going to be, I think it's going to be pretty powerful. Don't think too hard.
Pancakes.
That might be the answer. Don't think too hard on it.
All right. What's up?
All right. So speaking to Mikey C, if you picked out your phone out of your pocket right now, right? And you can call the old Mikey C when he's in the academy, what would you tell him? And for you, PT boss, if you can pick up the phone right now and you can call the PT boss with your first ever personal training job, right? Fresh out of the certification. What would you tell him? Whoever wants to go first.
You want to go first?
I'll go. I would just tell him, calm the fuck down. I would tell him, calm down. I was very, I never showed it outwardly, but I was always stressing about everything working out. You know what I'm saying? And with what I do, you know, it's not a welcoming environment when you come into a gym full of trainers. It's not kumbaya, right? It's, oh, this guy's trying to take my money. You know what I mean? If he succeeds, that means I have less of an opportunity to win. So I was always worried if I would ever get to a point where I could truly help people and impact people and make a living out of it. You know, I stressed about that probably the first 3 to 5 years of my career. And, you know, it's working out. You know what I mean? I'm getting to do shit like this, you know, because of, you know, what I do in the fitness industry. And it's opened up so many doors just because I want to help people. So what I would tell that dude is, because you truly care about helping people, it's going to work out eventually. So enjoy the moment while you're in it, because if you don't, you're going to miss it.
That's some powerful shit right there. Thank you, Mike.
If I was going to go back to 22-year-old me in the academy, I would tell myself not to worry so much about trying to fit in, you know? Like, I was so worried, like, oh, I got to fit in. I got to be in, like, the cool crowd, right? What's the cool crowd doing, man? Nothing good, right? You're going to go out, you do 4-to-4s, right? Nothing good comes of it, right? Worry about, like, you got to be friendly, got to be respectful, be good to everybody, but you have to make yourself a priority, right? It sounds selfish and it sounds stupid, but you have to make yourself a priority. I slacked off on my fitness, which affected relationships and family stuff and all kinds of other stuff in life, right? And it was like, oh, there's the job and there's the guys at the job and the bar, and that's it. That's all there is to life. And that's not the case at all, right? It's your life, your family, your fitness, and without your fitness, it's going to affect everything else in your life and your circle. And what I found is if you put your fitness, you make your fitness a priority, everything else in your life somehow finds a way to just fall into place. It's fucking bizarre, but I'm sure you guys could speak on it too. It's weird how it happens, man. It's, I don't know if it's a discipline thing or what, but it's true, man. Make your fitness a priority. I trained my whole life from the age of 12 and I like slacked off when I first became a cop. I don't know why. And I came like one day came, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm not going to the bar. I'm going to the gym. I don't want pizza. I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to eat my meals. I'm going to go back to prep my meals because I slacked off on that. And as soon as, dude, I could tell you exactly where I was. I was on Webster and Bedford Park Boulevard. My partner ran into Rocco's Pizza. I swear to God. He's like, you want a slice? And I was like, no. And from that point on, my fucking life changed. It sounds stupid, but that's the shit you got to do, man. You got to make yourself, your health, your fitness a priority, and then everything else falls into place. Mm.
No, I love that, man. Yeah, in recovery world, in AA terms, we call that a spiritual awakening, you know, and that's a blessing. A lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that spiritual awakening. They keep making the same choices over and over again, and that leads to insanity. So with that note, I appreciate both of you. I appreciate both of you for coming on, speaking about why you guys do what you do. A lot of great life experience and only more life experience to build and gain from this. And again, I appreciate you guys thinking of reps for helping out and just being there for us, you know. And Michael, thank you, man, for, you know, our friendship over the past year and a half and building, man. And, you know, when we call on the phone and talk, you know, it's like we've known each other for a while. So,
yep. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate all your help. You and Christina helped me out so much. This was it, man. It was an honor and a pleasure to work with you guys.
Yeah, thank you, man. So we'll wrap up. We're going to wrap up with a little spirituality. All right. And that's very important, people. So just a quick little prayer. That's all. So a quick little moment of silence. Followed by the powerful serenity prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Amen. All right, man. Thank you very much. And see you at the next one. See you at the barbell.
Absolutely.
Peace. Later, guys. Out, guys. God bless.